Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. David Neisel.
And I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog. For you aspirin believers, a new study now says an aspirin a day keeps the cancer away.
Well, it doesn't quite say that, but comes pretty close. The study examined 8 clinical trials and found people who took a daily low-dose aspirin for 4 years reduced their chances of dying from many common cancers by 44%.
Another study showed aspirin's remarkable effects on people with hereditary colorectal cancer. Those who took high doses of aspirin daily for 2 years lowered their chances of developing the disease by 60%.
Despite these findings, no medical group is making a formal recommendation for people to start taking aspirin daily because none of the large studies were designed to specifically assess aspirin's effects on cancer in general.
Plus, doctors hesitate to tell presumably healthy people to start taking aspirin regularly when the drug carries side effects such as gastrointestinal bleeding.
But it's getting hard to ignore all the evidence pointing to aspirin's potential to prevent cancer. A 2010 British study showed taking aspirin for 5 years lowered by more than 20% a person's risk of dying from esophageal, stomach, pancreatic, brain, lung, and prostate cancers.
Aspirin works by inhibiting the activities of an enzyme called cyclooxygenase, which creates an inflammatory environment in the body that can promote tumor growth.
A new guideline for aspirin therapy suggests starting a daily regimen at age 50 and stop at 70 to reduce the risk of internal bleeding. But talk to your doctor first.
We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discoveries shape the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.